produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, everyone. This is Richard Floyd with Power Up Your Family. It is great to be back with you once again, and we're looking forward to our program today. As always, it's been a wonderful week, a lot of great things, a lot of crazy things, but no complaints here. It's been a wonderful, wonderful week. I know that this program will air during the week right before Memorial Day, so I want to take a few moments to just pay tribute and to recognize that on Monday, May 25th, we'll be celebrating or recognizing our national holiday that we know as Memorial Day. Now, originally, that day was known as Decoration Day, and it originated in the years following the Civil War, but in 1971, it became an official federal holiday known as Memorial Day, and of course, the purpose for Memorial Day is that we honor the men and women who have died while serving in the U.S. military. A lot of times folks get confused between Veterans Day, which comes in November, and Memorial Day. Veterans Day, we celebrate and recognize all of those who have served in the military, past, present, and in the potential future. We recognize those who have lived and or died. But it's mainly to recognize all of our veterans in all branches of service. Whereas Memorial Day specifically is to honor and observe those men and women who actually have died while serving in the U.S. military. So may we all be mindful of this Memorial Day weekend coming up, that we are able, you know, with all this social distancing, we may not have the big cookouts and the big family gatherings, but however we are able to celebrate Memorial Day as families and as individuals, may we be particularly aware of the real meaning of Memorial Day as we honor those who have served in our military and who have died. Please remember those brave men and women who have sacrificed everything so that we may have our freedoms as a nation and as a people. So, what is our program today going to be about? Well, earlier today, I was on Sunday, I was listening to the weekly broadcast of the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square program called Music and the Spoken Word. And the message, the spoken word, if you will, was entitled Doing in Order to Become. And this is a topic that I've been aware of and have studied and have been interested in for a number of years. We talk about the doing of this and the doing of that and going on a mission or going to church or going to the temple or maybe a young man or a young woman going into the military. But the becoming is the significant part of all this, and I'd like to talk about that in our program today. I'm going to review a little bit of the message that was delivered by Lloyd Newell, who is the spokesperson for the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square, Music and the Spoken Word. He started off his message by saying, "Life is full of important things to do. But if we let those to-dos fill up our lives, we may be missing something essential about what it means to be human. After all, as it is often said, we are human beings, not human doings. In other words, life is more about who we are coming to our experiences. In other words, life is more about who we are becoming through our experiences, not just what we're doing with our time. So while it's helpful to plan what we are going to do each day, we might also want to consider what we are going to become each day. How might the person we are at the end of the day be a little different from the person we were at the beginning? Becoming a truly good person demands more of us than merely checking items off a to-do list. However, it also has a lot to do with what we choose to do. Those who truly become kind and caring, compassionate and generous, have developed those qualities over time. Through the accumulation of good choices, because the natural drift is towards selfishness and rudeness, they are intentional about resisting those inclinations and becoming a person of goodness and character. That's demanding work. It's much easier to go with the flow, reacting without much thought to whatever comes our way. But the flow usually doesn't lead where we really want to go. Floyd Newell then talks about a middle-aged man, busy with many things to do, realized he wasn't becoming what he wanted to be. He knew that what really mattered in his life was his faith, his family, and his relationships. But having spent so much time building a career, he had missed many of life's sweetest, most meaningful moments. So, with sincere desires and diligent efforts, he focused on becoming a better person. It's not that he stopped doing. It's just that his doing now had a purpose: to help him become more patient, loving, and compassionate. His doing led to becoming, and that changed his life. No matter how much we might need to accomplish, life was never meant to be a list of tasks. We were created to become something greater than what we are now. And the things we choose to do can lift us to that goal. This is what it means to be a human being. So, we are human beings, not human doings. And you know, I think back over the years, the training, the direction that I've received, and know many others have, with goal setting and checklists and Franklin planners and all the many tools that are available to help us accomplish all the things that need to be done, or doing, if you will, in our daily activities. Well, obviously, there's something very important about having a clear goal of who we want to become. What kind of a person do we desire to be? Now, in October of 2005, an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ by the name of Elder David A. Bednar gave a talk at our semi-annual general conference entitled Becoming a Missionary. Well, as I reviewed that in preparation for our show today, I extrapolated out of that some principles that can apply to all of us, not necessarily those who may be planning on becoming a missionary. But in a way, if you think about it, if we as a disciple of Jesus Christ are diligent in our efforts to share the good news of his gospel, to share the good news of his redemption, to share the good news of his atonement and resurrection, share the good news of salvation and eternal life, then as a disciple of Christ, it's obvious that this preparation of becoming is very important. You know, it's customary in our our church vocabulary, we often speak of going to church, going to the temple, and going on a mission. But Elder Bednar said, let me be so bold as to suggest that our rather routine emphasis on going misses the mark. The issue is not going to church. Rather, the issue is worshiping and renewing covenants as we attend church. The issue is not going to or through the temple. Rather, the issue is having in our hearts the Spirit, the covenants, and the ordinances of the Lord's house. The issue is not going on a mission. Rather, the issue is becoming a missionary and serving throughout our entire life with all of our heart, mind, might, and strength. It is possible for a young man or young woman to go on a mission and not become a missionary. And this is not what the Lord requires or what the church needs. So, as we consider the principle of becoming, let me share some thoughts presented at another conference by another one of our apostles, Elder Dallin H. Oaks. He has taught us most effectively about the challenge to become something instead of just doing expected things or performing certain actions. In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul taught the Lord's teachings and teachers were given that we may all attain, quote, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, found in Ephesians 4:13. This process requires far more than acquiring knowledge. It is not even enough for us to be convinced of the gospel. We must act and think so that we are converted by it. In contrast to the institutions of the world, which teach us to know something of the gospel of Jesus Christ, challenges us to become something. It is not enough for anyone just to go through the motions, commandments, ordinances, and covenants of the gospel. They're not a list of deposits required to be made in some heavenly account. The gospel of Jesus Christ is a plan that shows us how to become what Heavenly Father desires us to become. We can increase our desire to serve God. In the Doctrine and Covenants, we find in the fourth section some interesting verses, starting with verse 1. Now behold, a marvelous work is about to come forth among the children of men. Therefore, O ye that embark in the service of God, see that ye serve him with all your heart, might, mind, and strength, that ye may stand blameless before God at the last day. Therefore, if ye have desires to serve God, ye are called to the work. For behold, the field is white, all ready to harvest. And lo, he that thrusteth in his sickle with his might, the same layeth up in store that he perishes not, but bringeth salvation to his soul. And faith, hope, charity, and love, with an eye single to the glory of God, qualify him for the work. Remember, faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, brotherly kindness, godliness, charity, humility, diligence. Ask, and ye shall receive. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. We can avoid the worldly influences that cause the Holy Ghost to withdraw. And we can grow in confidence in recognizing and responding to spiritual promptings. Line upon line and precept upon precept. Here a little and there a little, we can gradually become the disciple of Christ we hope to be and the person the Savior expects. Now, as a parent, we as parents, do we understand our role in helping our sons and daughters to become disciples of Christ? Fathers and mothers are essential in this process. While church leaders, teachers, and mentors need to recognize their responsibility to assist parents and to help every young person to become a dedicated disciple of Christ. Those who are committed for a lifetime of Christian service should strive at all times and in all places to set the right example. We have been given much, and much is required of us. May we all more fully understand who we are, sons and daughters of a loving Heavenly Father, the Most High God. May all of us rise up and bless the nations of the earth with greater testimony and spiritual power today and always. Now, as we consider this concept of becoming, I'm reminded of some things that was shared with us in the October 2018 General Conference at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints by the president of the church, Russell M. Nelson. He was talking to us then about a new initiative that was being emphasized and implemented within the church worldwide. And this is a quote from that talk in General Conference. He said, "The new home-centered, church-supported, integrated curriculum has the potential to unleash the power of families as each family follows through conscientiously and carefully to transform their home into a sanctuary of faith." Now, this is a prophet of God speaking. He said, "I promise that as you diligently work to remodel your home into a center of gospel learning, over time, your Sabbath days will truly be a delight. Your children will be excited to learn and to live the Savior's teachings, and the influence of the adversary in your life and in your home will decrease. Changes in your family will be dramatic and sustaining." Now, that's a great promise. Think about that. The Lord's anointed, the prophet of God, serving here for humanity, for all the world, said just a year and a half ago and made this wonderful promise. Let me rephrase or reread that promise. He said, "I promise that as you diligently work to remodel your home into a center of gospel learning, over time, your Sabbath days will truly be a delight. Your children will be excited to learn and to live the Savior's teachings. And the influence of the adversary in your life and in your home will decrease. Changes in your family will be dramatic and sustaining." I can testify of the power of that statement and the promise that comes with it. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we as Latter-day Saints, along with literally hundreds of millions of people around the globe, and with tens of millions within our faith, have not been having regular Sunday worship services. And so therefore, we've not been fellowshipping with the saints at our church meeting houses or at our chapels. We've been having home church. And so I find it rather unique and obviously prophet of God, receiving revelation, may not have specifically seen what was going to happen this particular period of time with COVID-19, but to implement in October of 2018 a home-centered, church-supported, integrated curriculum was unique and was very timely and obviously has prepared those who have followed that curriculum and that opportunity over the last year and a half, has prepared us for what came with this pandemic. So my wife and I, have been having our own home church for the last several weeks. And because I have been ordained as a holder of the Melchizedek priesthood, I have been given the authority through that ordination to bless, to prepare, and to bless the sacrament, or as some might call it, the communion. And in that blessing of the sacrament, bread and the water, representative of the blood and the body of Christ, we've been able to have that ordinance performed within our home for the last several weeks. Along with that, my wife and I will have an opening song, an opening prayer. We'll partake of the sacrament. We'll have a gospel message. We'll bear testimonies. We have a sacrament hymn prior to the sacrament, and then we have a message and testimonies, and the opportunity then to have a closing hymn and a closing prayer. Well, this past Sunday, a miracle happened. One of our adult children, who has not been to church in a long, long time, felt impressed, as we talked about this over the last several days, to come to our home, bringing one of her children with her, to participate with us in home church. It was a very special, a very tender experience. I noticed as we sang the hymns that this daughter of ours was touched by the Spirit, as the words of that hymn sunk deep into her soul. It was a beautiful, beautiful day, a wonderful experience. And what might have normally been a 30-minute or 40-minute church service in our home afterwards became a 2 or 3 hour visit where many things were discussed that related to healing and this topic of becoming a better person. So I can testify to you of the power of this promise made by a prophet of God. He went on to say in that message, "Brothers and sisters, I thank you for your faith and sustaining efforts. I leave my love and blessing upon you, that you may feast upon the word of the Lord and apply his teachings in your personal lives. I assure you that revelation continues," he said, "in the church, and will continue until the purposes of God shall be accomplished and the great Jehovah shall say the work is done." He concluded by saying, "I bless you with increased faith in him and in his holy work, with faith and patience to endure your personal challenges in life. I bless you to become exemplary Latter-day Saints. I so bless you and bear my testimony that God lives. Jesus is the Christ. This is his church. We are his people. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen." I would just like to add my testimony to this great man of God. By the way, he's 93 years old. Quite amazing that someone of his age and stature is able to be so active as he travels the world as the prophet of God. It's a wonderful thing to see his spirit, to feel his, to know of his revelation that he receives from God, and to see him at work. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I bear testimony to you that as we prepare to be the very best, that by becoming disciples of Jesus Christ, we can become what the Lord wants us to become. We are the clay, he is the potter. May we all submit ourselves to his will and purpose and become what he would have us to become. And as we remember that great prayer of the Savior while in the Garden of Gethsemane, where he was asking that if it would be possible to have that bitter cup of the atonement taken away, he concluded, "But not my will be done, but thine will be done." And may we each and all of us in our heart every day have that thought, that prayer, and that expectation that we are following God's plan, that we are becoming the child of God that he would have us to become. Is my hope and prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.